This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, is going to unravel the Donald Sterling case. What happened? What's going to happen to the team? Is it all over? You know, that Sage V. Steviano.
Yes.
And what she's going to get out of all of this. That's the bottom line. What
she's
getting.
Is she going to get anything? Didn't she already get her stuff?
What'd she get?
Like the house and the cars and all that. Huh. I mean, she's got to be done now, don't you think?
Well, listen, I don't know. This guy's crazy enough.
I don't know. He's getting $1 billion.
Yeah, right.
But they're not still together. Could they be?
Oh. $1 billion, sure.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Ken Kessler and Jennifer Horn. Richie is having his x-rays this morning. As a matter of fact, right now he's in the MRI or MCI?
Was MRI. MCI was a TV, a phone company.
Yes, and also is what they call the Massachusetts Correctional Institute. That's where they send everybody to jail or to prison. Speaking
Hopefully
of that,
that's not where he is.
The man whose case was featured recently on The Hunt with John Walsh, wanted in California for allegedly molesting a boy there, chased down by the police in New York City. Had a shootout with them and died.
Oh.
So, what this? Well, why did you say oh like that?
Oh. Because, you know, shootout, die.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's under the circumstances.
Yeah.
There's so many. The thing isn't this particular incident. What really seems to have happened are these confrontations have escalated. Is that? Am I the only one who thinks that? The more shootouts with police, whether it's big city police or some of the smaller communities, are there more of these now, or are we reporting more of them, or are there, in fact, more of them? Is it back to what we were, for those of you who didn't hear, you might want to listen back to in the podcast, hour number four of the Good Day program, in which we talked in part about the fact that these punishments that are handed out by courts obviously are not deterrents. I look at the situation where these kids stole a van and they crashed into this family, killed three, right? Three in the same family died as they were trying to do something.
Selling that was fruit for a fundraiser.
That was good, right, exactly, for some charity. So they obviously thought of nothing but themselves. Oh, this will be fun. Let's do this. So there's really no, unless we're not teaching, how do you get people to pay attention to these sorts of things? They're just so fascinated with the technology. All they do, and I say this literally, last night I had the same thing happen to me as happened to me on Sunday. Moved around some cows on the farm on Sunday, and then last night some more. And I was traveling down Route 20 in Worcester, Mass, on my way out to the farm, which is south of Worcester. And I'm sitting at the light, and I hear this blast come up next to me. And these people are in a car, an old Toyota that had fenders that were red. The rest of the car was blue, so you know the car got smashed up, and they go to the junkyard and get whatever fenders they can get. I don't know that, but what, I'm telling you that because you can all imagine, you can see in your mind, you know the kind of car I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And the windows are all open, and the music is playing some rumba bumba. The bass is tweaked up, so the car shakes, and everything around it shakes. And this guy, as he's driving, is tweeting, texting, whatever the heck he's doing with his phone.
On the phone.
Paying no attention whatsoever to the cars around him. He's listening to the music. He's on the phone. And he's barely paying any attention to what's on the road around him. And this is like 7:30 at night, so there's a lot of traffic. And then I'm listening to these stories about these people that do these things. And this guy is an example of someone who's completely oblivious to everything and everybody but himself. He isn't learning anything about anything. He's pleasuring himself. That's what happens it seems to me, in the world that we live in. Everybody's so busy pleasuring themselves that they don't think about, they don't know what's going on in the world.
We've created a culture of immediacy, you know, especially with technology. So you want something, you have to have something. You got to have it right away.
Right.
And then you have these kids who don't, who aren't thinking things through. I think that that major crime can still be, maybe there still is a deterrent with punishment. But these kids think, oh, we're going to steal a car. They don't think they're going to go kill three kids. They never think that far
ahead.
Well,
they do. That's a problem. They don't think, and that's, again, back to them thinking about themselves. It's all about them. That's all it is. Everything is about me, 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 me. And this is how it shows up. This is it, frankly. And maybe the Donald Sterling case is an example of people even older. All they think about are themselves. Is that the way that the human condition is? Is that what we're headed for? More of that? We'll find out with Stephen J.J. Wiseman overviewing the judge's ruling that Mr. Sterling has to sell the team. Let's get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a three-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme twin pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread. One that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is an attorney. He's a professor. He's been involved in the law for a long time on the radio and in his private practice. He knows what's going on. I've never asked him a question. I was thinking the other day how long I've known you. 20 years? How long have I known you? At least 20 years, right?
Yeah, at least 20.
Maybe longer than that. I don't think I've ever asked you a question on there you didn't have an answer for. Remember how Larry Glick used to say, Larry Glick was a great radio personality.
Oh, loved him.
People would ask him questions and he'd say, I got an answer. It may not be the right answer, but it's a snappy answer.
And they were.
And they were snappy answers, as a matter of fact. Okay. So the judge yesterday ruled that Shelley Sterling did indeed have the legal standing to decide matters of the family trust on her husband's behalf, clearing the way to sell the team. How does the judge rule that Mr. Sterling doesn't have it and she does when it's a 50-50 deal? What's the basis for a judge making this ruling?
Actually, the basis was pretty clear, and the judge, whom he made no bones about the fact that he found Shelley Sterling's testimony to be much more persuasive and worth worth giving value to. But the key thing was, the question was, had she removed him, because he's a beneficiary of that trust, no problem, no question, but he was also a co-trustee. She had him removed by having physicians examine him, find him mentally incapacitated, and according to the trust, if two physicians ruled that a trustee was mentally incapacitated, he could be removed. So the question was whether that was done appropriately, and the judge ruled that indeed it was done entirely appropriately. And in fact, they said, well, this was done surreptitiously in the manner in which they had one of the physicians do this. He didn't know this was going on. Sterling didn't know this was going on. And the judge said that really wasn't relevant at all. It was two doctors. They examined. The results were fairly clear, really, to everybody. And so he was removed appropriately. The real key thing that I was surprised that the judge did is the judge invoked a special provision of California law, Section 1310B. What this does is this says that the trustee, Shelley Sterling, can sell the team even while an appeal is pending, because very often, and certainly they'll argue against it, when an appeal is made, the order to be able to sell the team is stayed. But not in this instance. In this instance, the judge invoked this special provision, and the reason he did so was there was very, very good evidence that if this were to be delayed, the value of the team, and therefore the value to the trust, would go down. You had a coach that says, I'm not going to coach it. You had had players that said, I will not play. You had the second bidder who is bidding about $400 million less. So the judge, and probably pretty appropriately, ruled totally in favor of Shelley Sterling, took out Donald Sterling's ability to have a successful appeal to block it. He can still appeal, but it'll be a matter of money issues. So this thing, for all intents and purposes, is really over. He's still going to fight stuff, but the team's going to be sold to Ballmer.
So what is he, if he's 50-50, what can he get more out of it than the 50%? He gets, does he get $1 billion, or are there other expenses? Or I mean, what is the he was never going to get to keep it all anyway, so one would wonder if, in fact, the definitive way of understanding this guy's out of his mind is they wanted to get in the way of this sale.
Well, that's exactly it. I was going to say the flaw in your logic, Doug, is you were looking for a logical response from Donald Sterling. He's fighting someone who wants to give him literally $1 billion. Him, $1 billion. He's going to lose money on these appeals. He's not going to win, and it's just, it's absurd. Yeah. So who knows? I mean, someone said he never met a lawsuit he didn't like. He's been very litigious. But he's going to lose these. He still has some federal cases against the NBA that will go through the courts. Ultimately, he'll lose there, too. But the big thing is the team will be sold to Ballmer sometime within the next few weeks. And I guess life will get more calm in the NBA.
Cash is king. All right, let me ask you something else that's a legal matter while I have you here. The new VA bill would make firings easier. There's a fellow that works with us at the network who's going to work for the federal government. And he said to me yesterday the reason he was going is because once hired, never fired. And one wonders if that isn't the mantra, the reasoning that goes behind a lot of people, in fact, going to work in federal jobs because they think they're secure there for the rest of their life. This VA bill would make it easier to get rid of the people who have screwed up, but can you, what is the mentality and what's the reality legally of working in federal positions or any government positions that have strong union support?
Well, you know, it is, and it's first of all, like you say, the strong union support, but it's a long history of the ability to be in there, and regardless of what you're doing, you're still going to keep that job. It's an inefficiency in government. You know, I'll be frank. You know, I work in the world of education as well, and I don't believe in tenure. You know, the idea if you're, you know, why should you have your job if you can't do it? And I think a lot of the problems that we had in VA and throughout government are the fact that you've got bureaucrats secure in the job who don't feel that they have to do it the best they can.
No, they can get by with just even mediocrity. And you get, and it isn't just government jobs where you see people saying, you know, slow down, you're making the rest of us look bad. But it's just this, the culture that came from this fellow when he said that, I thought, my God, Is it that, that's why he's going? He's not going to. He's not really going to a job he's excited about, but he thinks he's going to have security there for the rest of his life, and that's more important to him than anything else. That's what a sad reality, actually, that turns out to be. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Instead of cultivating or having people think about and experience some of the old jazz, which is, this is an example of Jelly Roll Morton, for example. I'm sure Michael's got a lot of different examples of different kinds of jazz.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is my father's era. That was my, the first one is my grandfather's era. This is my father's era of jazz. What might be my era of jazz? Something a little faster. Yeah. I think the pianist Dave Brubeck did something for me.
One.
Yeah. But there's all kinds of different.
What about Keb Mo?
Say again?
Keb Mo.
I don't know who Keb Mo is.
Really good.
Who's
Dave Koz is my kind of
Yeah, Dave
now.
Koz. I like Dave Koz. Matter of fact, I interviewed him a couple of times.
I
like
know,
him.
He's a nice man.
Human being. Is he still doing mornings on the station in LA?
Yeah.
Or he was doing a network. Yeah, I don't remember, but I know he's doing a radio show. You have any Dave Koz there, Michael? Dave Koz. Actually, KOZ has a sense
of... Not get a light trip over to him like you do, but he follows me on Twitter.
Bright, but the fire is so delightful.
That's not Dave Koz.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah. No place
this is Dave Koz?
No, this is Rod Stewart.
Oh, he's, snow, he's playing with Stewart. Anyway.
Of stopping,
yeah.
And I brought some.
Ah. stuff I like jazz-wise. Jazz Bataz, I always call this.
Sounds like Peanuts.
The theme to Peanuts, yeah. So anyway, Newport Jazz Festival this year. The festival is adding a third day of music dedicated to new talent. So I'm not sure I would know some of the new talent names. Kenny, do you know any new talent names associated with jazz?
I'm looking at the Newport Jazz Fest website, and some of the names that I don't know, Snarky Puppy.
That's great jazz. Name.
Yeah, who else?
Miguel Zenon.
Miguel Zenon. Okay, Latin jazz. Is there much, is jazz jazz, or is there European jazz? Is there Latin jazz?
Latin,
I think there's Russian jazz. What would Russian jazz sound like?
Brazilian jazz.
Yeah, right.
A lot of vodka.
Go better with vodka. It's around 98% of the country alcoholic. So, this, though, is a guy. Would you say Brian Setzer, if Richie were here, would he say Brian Setzer was jazzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think, Ken?
Yeah.
All right, who are some of the other names on there that we don't know, Kenny?
A band called Mostly Other People Do the Killing.
Really? That's great. Who else?
Some funny names.
Darcy James Argue.
Where do these names come from? These sound like rap artists. They don't sound like jazz musicians. Is there any relation to rap and jazz, would you think?
Not that I know of. I'm sure there must be something, though.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't a new name, but Dr. John's going to be there, too.
Oh,
be cool.
Who else? What are some of the names?
We should add him to the show, Dougie. Yeah. We've got room for one more doctor.
Yeah.
Wynton Marsalis, yeah. David Sanborn.
Yeah.
The Cookers. I love them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, that's the story of this year's Newport Jazz Festival for those who are interested in cultivating themselves. 20 and after on Good Day.
They look confident, but
women in mid and upper level management often don't feel that they deserve to be there.
It's just good luck. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Confidence shapes many decisions.
Men will apply for jobs when they think they qualify for only 60% of the requirements of the job.
Women, according to a new book called The Confidence Code, will hesitate unless they think they meet all the requirements. AARP book editor Alan Fallow says the book explores why women and girls have this issue and offers some advice.
Girls should play team sports. They should play contact team sports. And if you're the mother of a teen daughter, you should not let your daughter quit a sports team.
The book is The Confidence Code, The Science and Art of Self-Assurance, What Women Should Know. The authors, top-notch journalists Caddy Kay and Claire Shipman, admit they could feel more confident, even though they're very competent in a competitive field.
Michael.
That's Primetime Focus,
Michael.
Brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important, life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
After the hour, today's motto, nothing is impossible. Make sure you have that as part of your mantra today. Jennifer Horn knows nothing is impossible. Ken Kessler knows nothing is impossible. Doug Steffen knows nothing is impossible. If my life doesn't show that, I don't know how else. There's really a lot of angles to that. All right, so, Jennifer.
Dougie.
How are things with you?
Everything's swell. How are you?
Really?
No.
Really? What's your problem?
No, everything's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, some people in the news today. The story of this fellow, Stephen Smith. Stephen A. Smith said his boneheaded comments about domestic violence were foolish. He was back on ESPN yesterday to beg... Please, please, please forgive me. I'm so stupid. I said these awful things about whatever.
He's a dummy. He actually, I mean, the bottom line, I don't have his exact quote in front of me, but the bottom line of what he was saying is that some women ask for domestic violence.
Yeah, exactly. He implied that women can provoke domestic violence. So it sounds like a guy, I think this guy is black, right?
Yes.
This is Stephen Smith Blank. Okay. So there are, and I say that with or without prejudice, it doesn't, you know, there is more violence, I think, that comes out of the black experience. At least that's my read on it. I may not be right statistically. And I say that because what I do know is that 94% of the violence perpetrated on blacks is by other blacks. You know, we have this whole thing, a lot of white people in this country who think the blacks are responsible for the everything from the plague down to, you know, what happens with your hangnail. It's not so much that, but the essence of culture and cultural background, what these, you know, I don't know what this guy saw as a kid growing up.
Well,
but that probably framed is some of his issues. In fact, there's another guy who's in sports talk radio. I think his name is Cullinane or something. He's here in Boston on one of the two radio sports stations, and he's in trouble because he made fun of a very attractive Fox sports lady.
Right. Erin
apparently,
Andrews.
I don't know who she is. I don't know the thing. Maybe
well,
you can tell me a little about her.
She hosts Dancing with the Stars with your buddy Tom Bergeron. And she's done football and sports for a while, but
yeah.
He was intimating that
Which came first, the sports jobs or the Dancing
sports.
With the Stars? Okay. So she was well known for that.
Right. And so I think that issue was that he was saying that if she were ugly or if she were 15 pounds heavier, as he said on the air, she'd be a waitress at Perkins, that she's not very bright, but that she's pretty.
Yeah.
And so that was what he got him in trouble.
Well,
the
that's
thing was
true
even,
of a lot of, but it isn't just women. Many of the people, if not most of the people who are that age on television are very dull.
Good looking, yeah.
They're good looking, and they are not very smart. And that's just the way it is. They're not provocative. They're not thoughtful. They just look good. So I don't know whether
Stephen
that's the
A.
case
Smith,
or not.
More about him and probably less about his background is that he was defending Ray Rice, who was in trouble for domestic violence. Now, I think what this gets to is a deeper problem that we give athletes passes for a lot of things. You know, it seemed that something that you and I, Dougie, would do is not the same thing that, you know, if a football player, if we did the same thing as a football player, we get in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Whereas it's passed over for athletes because either they're in season and nobody wants to lose their talent.
Especially if you're in college. It's more in college even than it is in professional
Ray
sports.
Ray Rice is pro, but in any case, I think we just accept that, you know, it must be somebody that's provoking them or, you know, and that's the case. Look, I think that you can't discount the fact that people know how to push each other's buttons, but you never raise a hand at somebody. I mean, you can control that. You can have your buttons pushed, but it's how you respond that you can control.
There's so much violence, so much in the media, whether it's the news media, whether it's the entertainment media, there's just so much violence everywhere. Some of it's verbal, some of it's physical. It just, you know, it just is the children.
I just think it's a bad lesson to say just because someone pushes your buttons, you have to respond physically.
Right.
You don't have to do that. You can't change other people's behavior. You can only change your reaction to it. And I think it's a bad lesson to teach, and it's not something that you want to pass over to say, you know, I had to hit him because he said something. No,
baloney.
You didn't. Nonsense. You didn't have to hit him. You could walk away.
Yeah, it is nonsense. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday, twitter @goodday show, email to doug@dougstefan.com, jennifer@dougstefan.com, ken@dougstefan.com. What say you about things such as that? Kenny, what do we have trending on either of our two social media this morning? Anything that is urgent or will change our lives? Comments that will make us smile, perhaps, or think?
Comments about the Malaysian airplane, about immigration, about Hamas.
Yeah, what's new and different about that? Nothing. But I appreciate people sending stuff along, so should we acknowledge some of them? Because I would like to go one step beyond or further than. I mean, we sometimes have the Shelley Sterling thing. These are things that everybody is on to for sure, and people would like to be heard on them. But more to the point, what's going on with you? What's important in your life? If I suggested to you, Jennifer, that you take to Twitter to express something you felt very passionate about, what would you express? What would you want to have people know about you and what you're thinking today, this moment?
Well, about world events or about my own life?
No, just what's important. I don't see how people think that some of this stuff is important, frankly. Honestly, I think that they want to... I think people want to be recognized, but more often than not, isn't what's going on in your life more important than what's going on in Israel?
Well, to me, probably to Joe down the street, what's going on in his life is probably more important.
Huh. Okay, so...
What's going on with me? I'm in like this clean out, clear out, make space kind of mode. That's where I am this week.
In your life?
In my life, I'm in this clean out, clear out.
Must be.
I'm very excited.
There must be something in the air. I'm involved with a lady who's doing exactly that.
Clear out, clean out,
get rid of everything. It's all gone. Furniture's gone. Rugs are gone. Dishes are gone.
There's something mentally so cleansing about that. And
really?
That's kind of been my thing all week. And, you know, next week, I'm going to be on vacation.
You are?
Yes.
How dare you?
But guess what I'm doing?
What?
I'm staycationing.
Really?
To do
home?
Just that. I'm
really?
Going to work on my house.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
clean out my space.
You can get all that work done in a week?
You are so mean to me about my house. Look at what I have to put up with. You ask me what I'm doing, and then you say, my house
just,
is so cute. Leave me
Mary's
alone.
Mary just yelled across the room, it's taking 6 months here.
Yeah, see? So there, my ass.
Right.
Anyway, so that's what's in my mind today.
All right, Kenny, what's in your mind? Exercise and making
very
work.
Relieved that Lisa was gone last week, so
Lisa's
very relieved
wife.
That she is
back. Yeah, okay.
Lisa's the wife.
Settling back in. Yes,
Lisa is
my
wife.
I know.
Right. Exactly.
Ken's
right,
very
so
sweet.
Sweet.
Ken is
that's
not right. Ken when Lisa's gone.
No. Ken is not a Ken. His life is not a life.
Well, I mean, he misses her. You know how some people are, like, relieved when their spouse leaves?
Yeah.
Ken actually, likes her, which is cool.
Well, I miss Meredith when she's not around.
I know. You like her, too. There are a lot of people that don't like each other.
I do like her.
You know.
As a matter of fact. Yes, that's true. All right. So, Meredith in cleaning out things around here, she's going through my studio and my office, and we've come across hundreds.
I'm sure. You don't even have to tell me what. I'm sure.
hundreds of photographs of me that were done professionally, and she thinks I should offer listeners free autographed photos.
So you carry pictures of yourself around?
No, I don't carry any pictures of me around at all. I'm just looking at these big boxes that have been put away in drawers, and because she's cleaning everything out, preparing to move in, with all my stuff is getting the short end of the stick, and her
stuff
is...
That's how it works. Please, and she's got better stuff, I'm sure, because she's got, you know, an eye for detail.
Really? That's why she's with me, obviously.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, so we have all of these beautiful photographs. How could we... But people don't care about this stuff anymore. They just assume they can go look at a picture online at DougStephan.com.
You should sign them. I would take an autograph Doug Stephan photo.
We just found, as I was clearing off my desk the other day, an old autograph of Neil Sedaka that I got. And I haven't... I don't do that. But I was with him someplace. I don't even remember where we were together, maybe 10 years ago. And I said, would you sign this? And I felt so foolish after I did it, because I don't normally do that. But there was something about his personality, very charming guy, very warm, wonderful guy. And I just said, would you sign this? And he did. But I don't have autographs. I think that's the only one that I found. I've been around lots of celebrities, known lots of famous people over the years. Sure. Jennifer, we'll trade.
Wall.
You send me a picture autographed of you, and I'll send you a picture autographed of me.
I like that. You know, I actually have a Doug Stephan autograph on my desk. Well,
do you?
Aside from my desk. Yeah, you signed,
what?
You allegedly signed a baseball that I have sitting by my desk.
Really?
But I'm not
allegedly.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Coming up.
Thanks, Bob.
Corporate America. Learning from a restaurant chain.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention as I help you get rid of one of your biggest problems in life. Remember, this program is all about serving you and the problems you have and fixing the problems you have in your life. So if you have bags under your eyes, puffiness under your eyes, you have lines around your eyes, you do not have to fear, fret, or worry one more second, because I, Doug Stephan, am going to answer the call by having you call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. And at the other end is going to be an operator, very pleasant. She's going to help you order or he will help you order a way to get rid of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes, and they will literally disappear by your using Genucel. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from stem cell technology, plant stem cells, so that you feel when you put this on your fingers and then put it around your eyes, it's a serum. It's like, doesn't it sticky? It's not watery. It does the job. You can feel it. You will feel it instantly. So call 800-543-9262. Not only will you get a jar of Genucel, you'll get a jar of Esotique as well, which is another well-known facial cream that will help you with the things on the rest of your face. But specifically for the puffiness and bags and lines around your eyes, Genucel is the ticket. Sometimes they're stubborn. The folks have guaranteed this to work or your money back, so keep using Genucel. You will see a difference. 800-543-9262. I hope I've convinced you to try this product out. It won't cost you a nickel. If it doesn't work, you say, just get your money back. Genucel and Esotique. For your face, 800-543-9262.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Adams, it was Boston.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association convention is getting underway in Denver, and pet obesity is a hot topic. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Recent surveys show that pet obesity is on the rise in the United States, and with it, an increase in diabetes, high blood pressure, and other related health conditions. But by working with veterinarians, pet owners can determine an appropriate diet to help their pets achieve and maintain a healthy weight while reducing their risk of disease and injury. This and other animal health topics are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org.
Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com and Ken and Jennifer and our Twitter accounts and social media. Here's somebody who was responding to what I said earlier today. Michael Dean wrote to me that he had heard my comments regarding veterans this morning. I couldn't agree more. The vets that deserve special treatment are the ones who have served in combat. I respect all veterans and appreciate their service. I've not served in the military and feel uncomfortable commenting, making these remarks. As you pointed out, there's a difference between the vet whose service was riding a desk and the vets who are in harm's way. My son is one of the vets who deserves special treatment. Doesn't ask for it. He was a Marine serving in the front lines in Iraq in 2004. Thank you for using your forum to point this out. The reason I brought this up is because Ken went to the Queen of Cheap Box today to list a lot of veterans and military discounts, and he was going through them. And after he went through them, I said that I think there are a lot of things that are very pertinent. If you have a uniform on, I think you deserve some sort of consideration. But the kinds of things that those people who really are the heroes, I kind of bristle, actually, at the treatment you sometimes hear in the airport when somebody's walking through, a soldier in uniform. And the reason that I bristle is because I think that we generalize too much. We've placed way too much emphasis on men and women who are in the service in general, thanking them for their service. And maybe it's me reacting to the Vietnam era when I grew up, because the soldier were treated so horribly by Americans when they came back, and 40, well, we lost 40,000 Americans in that needless waste of time. And we continue to do that by wasting lives and money in Iraq and Afghanistan. It goes on and on and on and on. Those are the people, however, who have been most mistreated. And whether the Vietnam era was one era when it was outright, but the way that they're being treated by the VA and the misrepresentation and the lying and conniving that's going on with people who have come back from these two, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, with real serious problems that we've ignored, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves for that in America, as Americans. 51 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
He always is the bad guy who gets it in the end. He's out there stopping horses or falling off a train. He never won a gunfight, squabble or a brawl. Being such a loser, Hooper's really got it all.
Nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman. This is Bent Mijen. Is that how you pronounce his name? Or is it Migen? Yeah, you don't know either, right? Nice try, Ken. It's from the movie Hooper, which was the number one movie this week in 1978.
I don't believe I was going over 55. You were going 55 backwards. Well, that's not against the law, is it? Unsafe backing. Silly law.
With a smile, there ain't nothing like the life of a Hollywood stuntman.
6 against 12.
7.
7 against 12. Well, looks like it's a little uneven. You guys will have to go back to Houston and get some more guys.
So the Queen says to the photographer, I got a brother-in-law that's a photographer. Photographer says, well, that's not so strange. I got a brother-in-law that's a queen.
This was a Burt Reynolds special, as I recall. Produced by Hal Needham. If correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny or Chucker, one of the great stunt guys, one of the great performers whose name most people don't know or remember, sort of reminds me of Bill, and I want to remember his name. He was one of the best stunt drivers and stuntmen in the history. These two guys, Bill, I can see him. He was the driver of the bad guy's car in the movie Bullet. Is that, am I the only one who remembers that? Or that guy, Bill? Ah, if I could just... Somebody go to IMDb or go to that movie and see Bill Hickman. I think it's Hickman now that it's coming to my head. Isn't that awful?
You might be right.
I mean, remembering things like that. Who in the name of heavens remembers stuff like that? Bill Hickman, I'm sure that was his name. Bill Hickman was one of the great from that era, 50s and 60s, early 70s, one of the great drivers and stuntmen, and he had a good face for that kind of stuff, too. I mean, that's what Wilford Brimley did, that's what Richard Farnsworth did, and they went on to become sort of legitimate actors. Hal Needham never, he acted in a few of those movies, I think, didn't he, Chucker, from what I remember?
I believe he did. You know, it's interesting about Burt Reynolds, a lot of people forget, but in that time period, late 70s to mid-80s, he was the box office king 10 years running.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds had one flaw, and it was a good flaw to be in his character, is that he was extremely loyal, and the people he liked to work with.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't
like John Wayne. It was the same as John Wayne. I mean, all those characters that were in the Bullet movies, they were in the what do you call it, movies? Well, he loved Dom DeLuise. And some of the things that were the greatest, I wanted to go see Burt Reynolds movies because I want to see the outtakes. Because they never had scripts for any of these movies. They just went and screwed around for weeks at a time. They'd come up with some storyline, they'd shoot it, and then they'd, you know, edit to find the silliest version of that silliness. And it was a wonderful way for them all to have a lot of fun and make a lot of money. There were no scripts for any of Smokey and the Bandit had storyboards. That's it. They didn't have any script at all.
But Burt Reynolds did make, I mean, The Longest Yard is a great film. Deliverance is probably his best acting role. But as he went on, like, you're right, when he did Cannonball Run, what you said is exactly right, and especially when they did Cannonball Run 2, which is basically a series of outtakes strung together to make a movie.
But those sometimes are a lot of fun. I mean, you get to that point, you just kind of want to see more about that with them or about the production of the movie. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, so we started with a reference to that. What do we have in movie news today, Chucker?
Good couple good stories, Doug. Legendary Pictures at Comic-Con announced they're going to do a new King Kong movie. It's going to be out November 4th, 2016. Now, this is the same production company that has the rights to Godzilla. They also announced the Godzilla 2. So I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to realize that in the next 5 years, we're probably going to see a King Kong versus Godzilla film, which might be a lot of fun. Other news, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, the new superhero outer space film, which opens Friday, getting great advanced reviews. They also announced the sequel at Comic-Con, which comes out July 28, 2017. The star of that film, Chris Pratt, a relatively unknown actor to many, will also be the star of Jurassic World, the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park franchise, which comes out next summer. Also announced, Joaquin Phoenix reportedly in talks to play the superhero character Doctor Strange from Marvel Entertainment. I'll say that one thing. I don't know the executives at Marvel, but they have to be some of the smartest business people in the business.
It's all Disney stuff. I noticed
very smart people.
Courtney Love says the Kurt Cobain biopicture will go into production in the next year or so. So is that exciting news? I suppose if you liked him, it would be.
To some people.
Yeah, not much for me, but I'm not here for me. I'm here to help everybody out, Chucker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.